This is Into the Story, the podcast where you learn English with true stories from all over the world. Stories that connect us and inspire you to get where you want to go. Hello, hello. It's your host, Bree here. If you're already a listener of Into the Story, then welcome back. And if you're new, then I'm very happy to have you here. Today, we have a very special storyteller. Alistair is the host of the podcast, English Learning for Curious Minds. And he is going to tell us a story about busking, which is playing music in the streets for money. Like lots of young people, after high school, Alistair decided to take a year off. He wanted to see the world, so he found himself on a train on his way to France.
The idea is that you go and have lots of different experiences that you haven't ever had when you were at school. And I wanted to do something a little bit different with my time.
Now, life in France does not exactly go to plan, and some unexpected things happen. Alistair finds himself on the streets playing his bagpipes, which is a Scottish instrument, as a way to earn enough money basically to survive and pay for his hotel. And then one day, a bizarre event happens while Alistair is playing his bagpipe for his audience on the streets of Lille, France. Keep listening to find out what happened that day. If you like Into the Story, then please follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and please leave us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra love for Into the Story, then please also leave us a review. It helps support the show and helps other listeners find us. And thanks. Okay, before listening to Alistair's story, we are going to look at 6 words and expressions that he uses. First, busking. B-U-S-K-I-N-G. So busking is the action of playing music in the streets for money. For example, in the train station this morning, I saw a woman playing her guitar, and people walked by and were leaving money in her guitar case. Busking. Next, to get into. So this is something I use a lot. I always say, let's get into the story. And get into has a few key meanings. First, you might hear someone talk about getting into university. And in this case, to get into means to be accepted. But in today's podcast, Alistair uses to get into to mean to get involved in or become interested in an activity. For instance, you could say, I recently got into football. I play 3 times a week. Or if someone says, I really got into the music, I couldn't stop dancing, it means that they really started to enjoy the music. To get into. Next, the expression to be one step ahead. Alistair uses this expression to talk about moving to France before starting a French language degree at university. In this context, to be one step ahead means to be better prepared than other students also studying French at university. To be one step ahead. Next, to support yourself. So if you hear someone talking about supporting themselves or supporting their family, this could mean a few different things depending on the context. But you'll hear Alistair talk about playing the bagpipes to support himself while in France. And in this way, it means to provide for himself financially. It means that he was using the bagpipes to make money to live off, to support oneself. Next, dubious. Dubious, D-U-B-I-O-U-S. So in English, the word dubious can be used in a number of situations to mean doubting or uncertain or suspicious. For example, if someone says, "I was extremely dubious about accepting the offer from the car salesman," it means that I don't trust the salesman, or I question how genuine his offer is. You could also use the word dubious in a sentence like, "I had the dubious role of hosting the concert." In this case, the word dubious suggests that the responsibility of hosting the concert is actually unpleasant or not as honorable, glamorous, or fun as someone might think. Dubious. And finally, you'll hear Alistair use the expression out of the corner of one's eye. So to see something out of the corner of your eye means that you see something to the side of where you're actually looking. In other words, it means that I wasn't looking directly at the object when I saw it and may not have seen it very clearly. Out of the corner of my eye. If you would like the transcript, an extended vocabulary list, and a quiz, then you can follow the link that I will leave in the show notes of this episode. Okay, let's get into the story.
My name is Alistair Budge. I'm 34 years old. I'm originally from the UK, as you might be able to tell from my accent, from the south of England. In the UK, it is a relatively common thing for people to take what's called a gap year. So a year off between finishing high school and starting university. And people tend to do lots of different things. Some people will go traveling, some people will get a job. The idea is that you go and have lots of different experiences that you haven't ever had when you were at school. And I wanted to do something a little bit different with my time. And I thought, what am I good at and what can I, what do I want to develop? What skills do I want to get better at? And I had a place to study French and Italian at university. So I thought, you know what, I'd like to go and spend some time living in France so I can try and be one step ahead when I arrive at university. And I thought, what can I do in France? Well, I don't really have any skills because I'm only 18 years old, but I am a native English speaker and perhaps I can get a job at a restaurant or something like that. So I thought, okay, I'll try.
So just like that, Alistair decided to spend his gap year in France and try his luck getting a job as a waiter there.
I got on a train because you can actually get on a train from England to France. You can take the Eurostar. And the first stop on the Eurostar in France is Lille, which is a sort of industrial city in northeastern France. And I thought, okay, well, I'll just go around some of the restaurants and see if anyone will take me. I'd never really applied for a job before, so I didn't really know how any of this stuff worked. I thought, print out a CV and someone will say, yes, that sounds like the kind of person that we'd like to be a waiter in our restaurant. And that's how the world worked. So I did that. I went around restaurants for around a week. It turns out that that's not how the world works. And no one called me back and I was unable to get a job or unable to get anyone interested in employing me at all, which reflecting back on it now is hardly surprising, but for me at the time was a little bit surprising.
Alistair's plan to work in a restaurant was not working, so he needed a plan B.
I had a secret weapon in my armory, which was that alongside being able to speak some French, I could also play the bagpipes. So the bagpipes, for listeners who might not be aware what those are, that is the traditional instrument from Scotland. It's kind of like a recorder, I guess, with a big bag in it, and it makes a lot of noise. And I had grown up until I was 13 in Scotland, and my father is Scottish, and was able to play the bagpipes. And I'd also, from when I was 16 or so, I'd started doing busking, which is when you play an instrument in the streets and you put a hat or a case down there, and generous people give you coins, or if you're lucky, paper money to support you. So I'd taken my bagpipes with me to Lille as a kind of backup plan. And I thought, well, it'll be a little bit exotic, and I can just see if what works in London and in the small town I lived in England also works in Lille. And so after failing miserably to get a legitimate job at a restaurant, I went out one day with my bagpipes, and I was wearing the traditional Scottish outfit. So this is a kilt, which is many people think looks like a skirt, and jacket and tie and things like that. I'd done the experiments where I'd busked in normal kind of non-traditional clothes, and I'd bust in traditional clothes, and you always make more money if you're wearing traditional clothes. So I brought those with me because I knew that that was a good thing to do. And I set out my bagpipes and I started playing. Bagpipes, as you may know, are loud. So you have to choose a place where you're not going to disturb too many people. And the place that I started playing was outside the train station. And the area around Lille train station is like the area around many train stations in large cities. A slightly strange area. There were all sorts of people doing things of dubious legality. Things that they probably shouldn't be doing. Anyway, that was the area that I chose to set up my my shop. And I started playing, and surprise, surprise, people did start giving me money. And it was a nice surprise, because I realized that actually, wow, I can get this to work. And it's a way of being able to support myself while I'm here. And my life for perhaps a month or two was, it consisted of me waking up in the morning, going and busking for half an hour, 40 minutes, until my lungs were completely exhausted and I couldn't play anymore. And I might earn 30 or 40 euros, be able to go back, pay for my incredibly sad hotel.
Busking outside the Lille train station was not Alistair's original plan. But for the moment, playing his bagpipes was earning him enough money to survive in France. Until one day, while playing his bagpipes, a very unexpected thing happened.
I was standing outside the train station and doing what I've been doing for the past month or 2 months or so. And I started playing, and there were kind people who'd put coins in my case. And sometimes people would gather around and kind of listen, as people do. My normal clients, I guess you could call them, my normal people who would give me money, they tended to be mothers with children or elderly people, really. They were. It was always quite easy to look at someone and think of the probability that they might give you any money or not. And one time, this young man came up to me. He was probably a similar age to me. He's probably 18 or 19. Really big guy, shaved head. Looked like not a particularly nice guy. And I thought, okay, is he going to kind of cause me some kind of trouble? Because I had people who'd taken money from inside the case before. And I thought, okay, what's going to happen here? And instead, he was getting very into the music. He was clapping and he was kind of going, wee-wee-wee. And I was thinking, okay, I guess this might be good news. He might be enjoying it. He just is not the classic person who had given me money before. So I thought, okay, let's just kind of leave him. It's great. And he was getting really, really excited. He was loving it. And I should also add that I'm not a talented bagpiper at all. I'm probably quite a bad bagpiper, but I was exotic. People had probably never seen a bagpiper in Lille before. So this guy was really enjoying the music, and he was getting really into it. And out of the corner of my eye, an elderly woman who must have been in her 70s or so, she came and she kind of jumped on my bagpipes and started shaking them. And was obviously, she was very upset about something that was going on, upset at the music, or maybe she was a bagpipe expert and she was upset at the quality of my playing. But she was clearly upset about something. I didn't understand what. And before I could sort of stop or see what had gone on, this man, this super fan, he'd punched her in the face. And this poor lady was kind of at my feet. And he was standing over her, kind of saying all sorts of nasty things. And I can remember very clearly kind of looking down and thinking, this is a really surreal situation. And I wasn't really sure what to do. And before long, it must have been a couple of seconds, the French riot police arrived, because there were big riots and protests at police brutality in France in that period. And people had set cars on fire, and there was a lot of violence in the cities. So there was a lot of police presence, and these policemen had guns, and they were, you know, quite aggressive looking people. And the police, it must have been two or three policemen or so, but, you know, big people with guns and body armor and stuff. They arrived and they kind of took this young man away. And I was like, oh, no. Like I was a crucial eyewitness to the whole event, but also thinking, actually, I don't have a license to play here or anything. I don't want to get in any kind of trouble. And they asked me, you know, what happened, and I explained, and they kind of took him away. And I, unfortunately, I don't have any kind of further information about this poor man's plight or what happened to him afterwards. That luckily the woman was fine and that was all okay. But it was a very strange, completely surreal sequence of events, and it all happened in the course of probably less than 30 seconds. I'd gone from playing very nicely, just doing what I'd always been doing, through to having a kind of knocked out woman in front of me and the French riot police. So my time there is filled with these slightly strange anecdotes and examples of these unusual experiences that you have if you put yourself into slightly unusual positions.
It's been over 15 years since Alistair was busking on the streets of Lille. So what is he doing now, you may be asking yourself?
So I'm not still busking. I did actually continue to busk while I was at university. It was a very good way of making a bit of money as a student. I'm now no longer a busker. I'm even worse at the bagpipes than I was 16 years ago. Now I live in Malta. I have a company called Leonardo English, and we make a podcast called English Learning for Curious Minds, aimed at intermediate to advanced independent English learners. And the idea is that people can improve their English at the same time as learning weird and wonderful things about the world. And yes, that's what I'm doing at the moment, and having a lot of fun. It's great to see the impact that podcasting can have. And I think you're also doing some amazing work. So you've won over a listener in me as well.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Alistair. If you haven't listened to his podcast, English Learning for Curious Minds, then we fully recommend it. It's full of super interesting topics, everything from James Bond to fast food to pirates. I will leave you a link to his podcast and his website in the show notes. Okay, and that is all for today's episode. To never miss a new episode, follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you enjoyed today's story, then please share it with a friend who is learning English. Okay, until next time, we hope that you have a good time, or at least a good story to tell.